We are the people of this nation, but we don't have rights. There comes a time when there remains two choices. Submit.
This is your final warning!
Or fight!
Somebody want me.
The sentence will be life imprisonment.
Okay, here's the deal. With the passing of former South African President Nelson Mandela, it's notable to watch his biopic based on his autobiography, Mandela: Long Walk to Freedom. The movie takes us through Mandela's tumultuous life from being a young lawyer in Johannesburg to being imprisoned for 27 years to ending apartheid in his country. It's a scattershot approach to a story, jumping around and not always focusing on the characters or fully explaining the politics behind it. I give the film credit for not sugarcoating his life and not being afraid to show off his foibles, as well as revealing some of the less appealing elements of his relationship with his wife Winnie Mandela. Additionally, Idris Elba does a fine job acting in the role. However, the movie doesn't hold together well. It gets overly confusing at times and has an inconsistent pace that makes it drag and feel rushed at the same time. Nelson Mandela was a fascinating man. His biopic is not a fascinating film. Mandela: Long Walk to Freedom gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.